जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर दारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुनतीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर दारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुनतीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य स्तोत्र श्री श्री देवेंद्रे सीएसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री रघुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य श्री श्री देवेंद्रे भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर श्री रघुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिराज गोवर्धन की जय गंगा माई यमुना माई की जय भक्ति देवी तुलसी देवी की जय नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जय संतरा श्रीमद भागवतम की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
తతో జయముదీరయేత్ నష్టప్రాయేష్వభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీర్ఉత్తమశ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతీ నైష్టికీ కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః.
రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 6 చాప్టర్ 8 ఎంటైటిల్డ్ ప్రేయర్స్ బై క్వీన్ కుంతి టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 6.
యాజయిత్వాశ్వమేధైస్తం త్రివిరుత్తమకల్పకై సద్యశ పావణం దిక్షు శతమన్యోరివాతనోత్ యాజయిత్వాశ్వమేధైస్తం త్రిభిరుత్తమకల్పకైః సద్యశ పావణం దిక్షు శతమన్యోరివాతనోత్ యాజయిత్వాశ్వమేధైస్తం త్రిభిరుత్తమకల్పకైః తద్యశ పావణం దిక్షు శతమన్యోరివాతనోత్. యాజయిత్వాశ్వమేధైస్తం త్రిభిరుత్తమకల్పకైః తద్యశ పావణం దిక్షు యాజయిత్వాశ్వమేధైస్తం త్రిభిరుత్తమకల్పకైః తద్యశ పావణం దిక్షు శతమన్యోరివాతనోత్. యాజయిత్వాశ్వమేధైస్తం త్రిభిరుత్తమకల్పకై తద్యశ పావణం దిక్షు శతమన్యోరివాతనోత్. యాజయిత్వాశ్వమేధైస్తం త్రిభిరుత్తమకల్పకై తద్యశ పావణం దిక్షు శతమన్యోరివాతనోత్.
మాతాజీ,
యాజయిత్వాశ్వమేధైస్తం త్రివిరుత్తమకల్పకై తద్యశ పావణం దిక్షు శతమన్యోరివాతనోత్. యాజయిత్వాశ్వమేధైస్తం త్రిభిరుత్తమకల్పకై తద్యశ పావణం దిక్షు శతమన్యోరివాతనోత్.
వర్డ్ టు వర్డ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్.
యాజయిత్వా బై పర్ఫార్మింగ్ అశ్వమేధై యజ్ఞ ఇన్ విచ్ ఎ హార్స్ సాక్రిఫైస్డ్ తమ్ హిమ్ కింగ్ యుధిష్ఠిర్ త్రిభిహి త్రీ ఉత్తమ బెస్ట్ కల్పకైహి సప్లైడ్ విత్ ప్రాపర్ ఇంగ్రీడియంట్స్ అండ్ పర్ఫార్మ్డ్ బై ఏబుల్ ప్రీస్ తత్ దట్ యశః ఫేమ్ పావణం వర్చువస్ దిక్షు ఆల్ డైరెక్షన్స్ Shatamanyoh, Indra, who performed 100 such sacrifices. Iva, like, Atanot, spread. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Lord Shri Krishna caused 3 well-performed Ashwamedha Yajnas to be conducted by Maharaj Yudhishthir, and thus caused his virtuous fame to be glorified in all directions, like that of Indra, who had performed 100 such sacrifices. Purport. This is something like the preface to the performances of Ashwamedha Yajna by Maharaj Yudhishthir. The comparison of Maharaj Yudhishthir to the King of Heaven is significant. The King of Heaven is thousands and thousands of times greater than Maharaj Yudhishthir in opulence. Yet the fame of Maharaj Yudhishthir was not less. The reason is that Maharaj Yudhishthir was a pure devotee of the Lord, and by His grace only was King Yudhishthir on the level of the King of Heaven. Even though he performed only 3 yajnas, whereas the King of Heaven performed hundreds. That is the prerogative of the devotee of the Lord. The Lord is equal to everyone. But a devotee of the Lord is more glorified because he is always in touch with the All Great. The sun rays are equally distributed, but still there are some places which are always dark. This is not due to the sun, but due to the receptive power, Similarly, those who are 100% devotees of the Lord get the full-fledged mercy of the Lord, which is always equally distributed everywhere. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Tadamayam Tadatisva Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Nuvaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamcha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandho Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namostute, Tapta Kanta, Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari, Rishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye, Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.
యాజయిత్వా అశ్వమేధైస్తం త్రిభిరుత్తమ కల్పకైహి తద్యశ పావణం దిక్షు శతమన్యో రివాతనోత్. సో వెల్కమ్ ఆల్ ద డివోటీస్ ఫర్ ద శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్లాస్ ఆన్ సండే. సో టుడే వి స్టార్టెడ్ ద డిస్కషన్ ఆన్ వన్ వెరీ స్పెషల్ చాప్టర్, ప్రేయర్స్ బై క్వీన్ కుంతి. ద ప్రేయర్స్ బై క్వీన్ కుంతి విల్ స్టార్ట్ ఆఫ్టర్ సమ్ వర్సెస్. In fact, this particular chapter, Prayers by Queen Kunti, it is one of the first series of Bhagavatam classes taken by Srila Prabhupada, I think in Delhi or somewhere, I guess. So we are reading the verses before the verses of Prayers by Queen Kunti. In this particular verse, it is described that how Krishna made Yudhishthira Maharaj famous like Indra. Yajayitva Ashwamedhaistam. So Krishna only caused the performance of Yudhishthira Maharaj's Ashwamedha sacrifices. Yudhishthira Maharaj performed 3 Ashwamedha sacrifices. Tribir. What kind of sacrifices? Uttama Kalpakaihi. That means he employed the best type of ingredients available. He appointed the best of all the priests for chanting the mantras. He followed all the rules and regulations involved in performing a sacrifice in great detail. Like some time back I was attending a course and Mimamsa Shastras, an introductory course, and that course gives in great detail about what are the different efforts involved in performing a Vedic sacrifice. So that will be beyond the scope of this class, but I could get an idea, a glimpse of actually the rules and regulations involved in performing Vedic sacrifice. So the word Uttama Kalpakai is just in a very succinct form, in a very coded form, it is just mentioning that how Yudhishthira Maharaj observed all the rules and regulations very minutely. But if you have to appreciate what is the Uttama Kalpakai, we have to understand like what all are involved in actually in the Vedic fire sacrifice. The mantras which are being chanted and the ingredients, and the, suppose if there is a mistake performed, what kind of prayaschita are to be actually performed. And those things which are employed in the Vedic fire sacrifice, after the sacrifice is completed, what do you do with those actually ingredients which are used in the sacrifice. Like that, very minute rules are mentioned. But Yudhishthira Maharaj performed all those rules, observed all those rules minutely, Uttama Kalpakaihi. That is why Prabhupada gives a glimpse in the word-to-word translation. Supplied with proper ingredients and performed by able priests. And Yudhishthira Maharaj performed, but actually the word used is Yajayitva. Yajayitva means, like Krishna caused Yudhishthira Maharaj to perform these sacrifices. So it is a causative form of a verb. Like somebody is, say, reading something, reading a book. But another way to, but it may be the father or the parents are actually making the child to read. The child is not interested in reading, but the father is making the child to read. So actually the father is the doer, he is actually making the child to read. So in that sense, Yajayitva, that means, that is why Prabhupada translates as, Krishna caused 3 well-performed Ashwamedha Yajnas to be conducted by Yudhishthira. And by this, Tadyasha Pavanam Dikshu. Shatamanyo Rivatanot. Shatamanyu refers to Indra who performed 100 Ashwamedha sacrifice. So Manyu also refers to, Manyu is another, one meaning of the word Manyu is Kratu, that means sacrifice. Shatamanyu means one who performed 100 Ashwamedha sacrifices. So that refers to Indra. Indra is also called as Shatakratu. So normally, 3 is actually less than 100. Yudhishthira Maharaj performed only 3 Ashwamedha sacrifices and Indra performed 100 Ashwamedha sacrifices. But here it is mentioned that Yudhishthira Maharaj had a fame like that of Indra. Or Krishna made him famous like Indra or even more famous than Indra. So 3 is less than 100 in normal mathematics. But 3 plus the blessings of Krishna is actually greater than 100. And that is what this verse says, that Krishna cast the virtuous fame or the pure fame of Yudhishthira, Pavanam Yashaha. So Pavanam is the adjective for the word Yashaha. What kind of fame? Many people can be famous for different things. But Yudhishthira Maharaj fame is a pure fame. It is a pure fame. Tadyasha Pavanam Dikshu in all the directions. Krishna, Tanot means spreading that fame. Tanu Vistare is the verb. So Atanot means Krishna caused that fame to be spread in all the directions. He made him famous like Indra, who performed 100 such sacrifices. So, Prabhupada gives such a beautiful purport actually. Prabhupada actually talks about Krishna's quality of Bhakta Vatsala. How Krishna is partial towards his devotees. And Yudhishthira Maharaj is actually a king of the earthly planets. Indra is the king of the heavenly planets. But because Yudhishthira Maharaj is a pure devotee of Krishna, Yudhishthira Maharaj is no less than Indra. In fact, is more than Indra. And by the blessings of Krishna, Yudhishthira Maharaj became more famous than Indra. So those who are 100% devotees of the Lord get the full-fledged mercy of the Lord, which is always equally distributed everywhere. There's a like another section in the fourth canto, when Prithu Maharaj was performing the Ashwamedha sacrifices. He performed 99 sacrifices, and when he was performing the 100th sacrifice, so Indra felt that probably Prithu Maharaj is going to occupy my position. And Indra was attached to his position. And Indra actually created disturbance in the 100th sacrifice. He disguised himself as a sannyasi and he started stealing the horse which is meant to be sacrificed. And then because Prithu Maharaj's son was actually going after Indra, and because he saw that somebody is in the dress of a sannyasi stealing a horse, he didn't attack that sannyasi and then he would just get the horse and come back. But then again Indra would come in another dress of a sannyasi and then again he would do the same thing. Again Prithu Maharaj's son Vijitashva would go and Prithu Maharaj's son would go and actually get that horse. And this was happening again and again, and Prithu Maharaj became angry at a particular point, and he wanted to actually kill Indra. And when he was about to kill Indra, the priest, they said that, no, you don't kill Indra. It would be inauspicious. We will chant mantras and we will actually, we will force Indra to come and actually get killed by entering this fire. And they also actually got affected by anger and they wanted to kill Indra. So at that time, Brahma came and he came and he told Indra, Prithu Maharaj to stop performing the 100th sacrifice. So at that time, he says that you just stop with this 99th sacrifice and by my blessings, you will become more famous than Indra. Although Indra is known as performing 100 sacrifices and you would have only performed 99 sacrifices, but if you follow my instructions, by the blessings of me, you will be more famous than Indra. So here we see in this episode, 3 plus blessings of Krishna is greater than 100. And the Prithu Maharaj episode we see, 99 plus blessings of a devotee like Brahma is actually greater than 100. So today I'm going to discuss on the character of Yudhishthira Maharaj and from different places from the Srimad Bhagavatam. So before that, so in this purport, Prabhupada is talking about this quality of Krishna spreading the fame of Yudhishthira Maharaj. So, this quality of Krishna, how Krishna tries to actually make his devotee famous. The third canto when Kapila Dev is giving his teachings to Devahuti, Kapila Dev says that, Kirtanya Tirtha Yashasam Punya Shloka Yashaskaram. So, Punya Shloka in this verse refers to devotees. Punya Shloka Yashaskaram means, the Lord who actually increases the fame of his devotees. Namo Vishuddha Sattvaya Haraye Hari Medase Vasudevaya Krishnaya Prabhave Sarva Sattvatam. Prachetas are offering this very beautiful prayer. Namo Vishuddha Sattvaya. We offer our obeisances to the Supreme Lord. Who is having the form of Shuddha Sattva, beyond the three modes. Haraye. Haraye, that means, who actually takes away the devotee's miserable conditions. Hari Medase. We offer obeisances to that Lord Hari, who is always planning how to actually deliver the conditioned souls, who is planning how to remove the miserable conditions of the devotees. Vasudevaya Krishnaya, he is known as the son of Vasudev and he is known by the name Krishna. And Prabhave Sarva Sattvatam. And the Lord is so kind that he always increases the influence of all kinds of devotees. So you see that to actually make other people famous, it is not a very easy quality actually. Usually, in this world, we find people, they want to increase their own fame. And especially, like social media and different other platforms, like they have given such an opportunity, like so many people have their channels and this thing. Of course, people, we can use this, all these mediums to contribute and serve others. But the point is that they also give opportunity to increase their fame. And most people, they want to increase their own fame. But how many people do we find who want to make others famous? To increase the fame of others, like one has to be deeply satisfied within. Usually we find people who are hankering for fame and different opulences. To make others famous, one has to be deeply satisfied within. The Chaitanya Charitamrita, Gopinath Acharya, he was actually wonderstruck by seeing that how Sarvam Bhattacharya has become a devotee. So Gopinath Acharya says that, so just consider Sarvam Bhattacharya's previous mundane behavior and just consider how he is enjoying transcendental bliss currently. And Sarvam Bhattacharya replied to Gopinath Acharya, I was actually simply a less intelligent logician. Sarvam Bhattacharya was he was one of the great authorities in Nyaya Shastra, actually. Even now, when you read, somebody studies the Nyaya Shastra, in the beginning classes, they talk about the parampara of the Nyaya Shastra. And then they mention Sarvam Bhattacharya's name, but they give a different name, but Vasudev, I think. But Sarvam Bhattacharya is a great scholar on Nyaya Shastra. But from his point of view, Sarvam Bhattacharya is saying that, actually, previously I was a dry logician. I was making sound like a bayu bayu. Like a jackal, so they make these sounds. So Nyaya Shastra, people study Nyaya Shastra for many years and one becomes very sharply intelligent, actually. It makes a person very sharp. But from the point of view of Sarvam Bhattacharya, who is one of the greatest authority on Nyaya Shastra, he is saying that when I was only studying Nyaya Shastra, when I didn't have devotion to the Lord, I was simply making sounds like a bayu bayu, actually. But for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is so merciful, he has converted a crow into a Garuda. So I was previously a crow, but now he has made me into a Garuda. And now with the same mouth, I am chanting the holy names of Krishna and Hari. So, kaha bahir muka tarkika shishya gana sange, kaha yehi sanga sudha samudra tarange. So, there are many people, they look up to different, different authorities in their own field. Like somebody, say, say aspiring cricketer, he may consider a successful cricketer as a role model, and he may follow that person minutely. Somebody say wants to be successful in the field of art and music. He may look up to a particular actor or actress or a musician as a role model. Similarly, like somebody say aspiring for success in the Nyaya Shastra, one may be making that authority and Nyaya Shastra as a role model. But very rarely, normally we will not find in the normal media what are the confessions of that particular role model. What are the inner heart feelings of that role model? Normally media talks about the external glamour of that role model. But what are the inner feelings of that role model? But here Sarvam Bhattacharya, who is a great authority on Nyaya Shastra, he is saying that previously I was actually making sounds like I was like a crow, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has made me into a Garuda. So whereas I once associated with the disciples of logic, all non-devotees, but now I am merged in the waves of the nectarian ocean of the association of devotees. And these were the feelings of Sarvam Bhattacharya. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in response, Prabhu kahe purva siddha krishne tomara priti ತೋಮಾ ಸಂಗೆ ಆಮಾಸಾಬಾರ ಹೈಲ ಕೃಷ್ಣಮತಿ. ಫ್ರಮ್ ಯುವರ್ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ಬರ್ತ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಬೀನ್ ಇನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕಾನ್ಶಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್. ಥಸ್ ಯು ಲವ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೋ ಮಚ್ ದಟ್ ಸಿಂಪ್ಲಿ ಬೈ ಯುವರ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಷನ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಡೆವಲಪಿಂಗ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕಾನ್ಶಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್. ಸೊ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ವ್ಯೂ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಫೈಯಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಅ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಯುವರ್ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ಬರ್ತ್ ಬೈ ಯುವರ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಷನ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಬಿಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಹೌ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಈಸ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಫೈಯಿಂಗ್ ಸರ್ವಂ ಭಟ್ಟಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಂಡ್ ದನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣದಾಸ್ ಕವಿರಾಜ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಅ ವೆರಿ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ವರ್ಸ್. ಭಕ್ತ ಮಹಿಮಾ ಬಾಡಾಯಿತೆ ಭಕ್ತ ಸುಖ ದೀತೆ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ವಿನಾ ಅನ್ಯ ನಾಹಿ ತ್ರಿಜಗತೆ. ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋಬಡಿ ವಿದಿನ್ ದ ತ್ರೀ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಸೋ ವಿಲ್ಲಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಇನ್ಕ್ರೀಸ್ ದ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಗಿವ್ ದಮ್ ಸ್ಯಾಟಿಸ್ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಷನ್. ಅಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ವಾಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಇನ್ಕ್ರೀಸ್ ದ ಫೇಮ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್. ಅಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟಿ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೈನ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ರೂಪ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಇನ್ ದ ಭಕ್ತಿ ರಸಾಮೃತ ಸಿಂಧು. He says that one of the quality of Krishna is called as Dhritiman. What is the definition of Dhritiman? Purna spruhascha Dhritiman shantascha kshobha karane. So purna spruhascha Dhritiman. The person who is fully satisfied, Dhritiman means one who is steadfast. Who can be called as a steadfast? One who is Purna Spruha, one who is actually fully satisfied in his desires. And Shantascha Kshobha Karane. Shanta means peaceful. Kshobha Karane means even when there is a reason for agitation, still the person is peaceful. Shantascha Kshobha Karane. So, like Purna Spruha, the first aspect of the Dhritiman is that because a person has attained all desirable objects, so therefore he is satisfied. And because he is satisfied, because he has attained all the desirable objects, he has a steadfast mind. But the second aspect of the quality is that even in the absence of achieving all the desired objects, but sometimes a person may not achieve the desired objects, so that time he may not have the steadfastness. But Krishna, even in the absence of achieving all the desired objects, still Krishna is steadfast in his mind. He is peaceful even when there is a cause of agitation. So these are the two aspects of Dhritiman. And he gives example for the first aspect that Krishna, one of the nature of Krishna is that Svikurvan api nitaram yashapriyatvam. Api nitaram yashapriyatvam means although Krishna is fond of fame, but Krishna gave the incomparable fame to Bhima as the killer of Jarasandha. Atulam, that means incomparable fame. Because Jarasandha was the one of the greatest demon present at that time actually. He was the powerful demon, one of the champion demon, champion king present at that time. The person, one who is the killer of Jarasandha means it is a very great fame actually. Although Krishna, 17 times he defeated Jarasandha thoroughly, but Krishna did not kill Jarasandha. But Krishna gave the fame as the killer of Jarasandha to Bhimasena. And though Krishna is fond of fame, But he gave that incomparable fame to Bhimasena in killing of Jarasandha. Kim lokottara gunashalinam apeksyam. What remains to be desired by those of superior character? So here Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami says that although Krishna is satisfied in all his desires, but Krishna gave that fame to Bhima because of his unconditional affection for Bhima. So Krishna made Bhima more famous than him by giving that fame. So one may wonder why Krishna is fond of fame. Normally, usually we find people are fond of fame because they have an inner emptiness in their heart. So they want to be recognized by others, therefore one is fond of fame. But here this verse says that Krishna is fond of fame. It gives an indication that maybe Krishna also feels an emptiness in his heart. But actually, why Krishna is fond of fame is that Krishna's fondness from fame arises in order to give happiness to his devotees out of his affection. Because Krishna sees a particular desire in the devotees. What is that desire in the devotees? That devotee, he observes a particular mindset in the devotees. That the devotees get great intense bliss when they appreciate the great fame of the Lord. The devotees get great bliss when they see that Krishna is very famous. Therefore, in order to give bliss to the devotees, Krishna is fond of fame. Not because that he is having some emptiness in his heart, that he is hankering for fame, but he give bliss to his devotees. And then, Krishna is fond of fame. And then after becoming famous, Krishna transfers his own fame to the devotees. And he makes the devotees even more famous. So this is the first aspect of Dhritiman, that actually Krishna is fully satisfied, but still he is fond of fame because he wants to give bliss to the devotees. And after becoming famous, he transfers that fame to the devotees. Krishna made Bhima as the killer of Jarasandha. And here in this verse we see that Krishna actually spread the fame of Yudhishthira Maharaj throughout the universe. And the other aspect of Dhritiman is that Shantascha Kshobha Karane. Although there is cause of agitation, Krishna is peaceful. So in the Rajasya sacrifice, the different sages were glorifying Krishna on one side. And another time in Rajasya sacrifice, Shishupal was blaspheming Krishna. Shishupal was at the peak of his absorption in his blasphemy towards Krishna in the Rajasya sacrifice. So there was, sages were glorifying Krishna and Shishupal was blaspheming Krishna to the zenith actually. But the different kings were observing both the incidents in the Rajasya sacrifice, but they could not see even a small vikara, small change in Krishna's mind when Krishna was being glorified or when Krishna was being blasphemed by Shishupal. They could not detect normally when somebody is glorifying us, we feel some happiness and we can observe that. When somebody blasphemes, one may feel some dejection. One can observe that in the mind. But they could not detect even a small vikara in Krishna's mind. That is the meaning of Shantascha Kshobha Karane. And that is because that is the quality of steadfastness. His mind was steady in that peacefulness. So there is another quality of Krishna. That quality is called as being grave or being inscrutable. Being inscrutable or gravity means a person is having certain feelings within the mind, but you are not able to identify, you are not able to understand those feelings. Like Prabhupada was having a photo in his passport. So one devotee said that by seeing that photo, it seems that you are in a very sad mood in this particular photo. So Prabhupada said actually that moment when this photo was taken, that was the moment of ecstasy for me. Because I was taking this photo for my passport for the purpose of executing the mission of my guru. So, but that devotee, by seeing that photo, he could not understand that inner feeling of Prabhupada when that photo was being taken. So that is the quality of inscrutability or gravity. But in this quality, so in inscrutability, there is a concealment of the inner feelings. But in steadiness, there is absence of feelings. When Krishna was glorified by the sages, there was complete absence of any feeling. And when he was criticized by Sishupal, and there was absence of any feeling. So that is a dhritiman. The kings could not detect any change in Krishna, either of anger at the criticism of Sishupal or of satisfaction at the praises by the sages. So I wanted to discuss this in relation to this quality of Krishna, how he wants to make others famous. Now, coming back to Yudhishthira Maharaj, coming to the character of Yudhishthira Maharaj, there are so many instances, various places in the Bhagavatam, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, different quality of Yudhishthira Maharaj are described. But in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami describes Yudhishthira Maharaj as a Dharma Veera Bhakta. He was heroic in executing the religious duties. So Dharma Veera, when a person is having a Dharma Utsaha Rati, when a person is having enthusiasm for performing dharmic duties, so that mood of affection, love for Krishna is called as Dharma Utsaha Rati. And that affection is stimulated when the devotee hears authorized scriptures describing how to perform dharmic activities. What is the proper conduct of a dharmic person? So, Yudhishthira Maharaj is an example of Dharma Veera Bhakta. So, when Yudhishthira Maharaj performed these sacrifices, he would invite Indra from the heavenly planets, and Indra would come personally from heaven to take part in the sacrifices. And Indra would come along with Shachi Devi. And when Shachi Devi came, and when she witnessed the sacrifice performed by Yudhishthira Maharaj, as this verse describes, Tribir Uttama Kalpakaihi. And Shachi Devi observed those sacrifices. Shachi Devi was so astonished that she kept her hand in her cheeks in her astonishment. And so therefore in her cheeks, the marks of her hand were seen. So Rupa Goswami is giving that description that his wife Shachi's left cheek became marked with her handprint. So that shows to impress even the Shachi Devi, in the performance of sacrifice, you can observe how Yudhishthira Maharaj was enthusiastic in performing the dharmic activities. And in that dharmic, it was not simply performing as some ritualistic activity. Yudhishthira Maharaj was experiencing virya rasa. He was experiencing virya rasa in performing those dharmic activities. So Rupa Goswami says that Yajna Puja Visheshosya Bujad Angani Vaishnavaha. When the Vaishnavas offer sacrifice to Indra, the Vaishnavas consider the sacrifice as worship of the Lord. And when different mantras would be chanted to Indra or Agni or to Ganesh, so they would actually think that, oh, this is offered to the devotee of my Lord. Indra is considered as the hand of Krishna. When you would be chanted Indraye Swaha, they would, in their mind, they would be thinking, oh, this is an offering to the hand of my Lord. When the mantra would be chanted Agnaye Swaha, the devotee would be thinking that, oh, this is an offering to the mouth of my Lord. So the activity remains same, but the mindset only changes. A devotee may also perform the Ganapati Puja, or the different dharmic activities, but the mindset of a Krishna conscious person changes. It is in relation to Krishna. So Yudhishthira Maharaj, who is the ocean of prema and the highest devotee, undertook these sacrifices on the order of Krishna alone. On the order of Krishna, he performed the sacrifices. In this way, he is known as Dharma Veera Rasa. Dharma Veera Bhakta. He experienced Dharma Veera Rasa. And Yudhishthira Maharaj is an example of a personality called as Dhira Shanta. There are four types of personality traits: Dhira Lalita, Dhira Shanta, Dhirodata, and Dhirodata. Because I am going to elaborate only on the Dhira Shanta. So for every personality trait has a particular set of qualities, particular mindset. So what is a Dhira Shanta personality? Shama Prakritika Klesha Sahanascha Vivechakaha. Shama Prakritika, he who is pleaseful. Klesha Sahana, one who tolerates suffering. Vivechakaha, one who uses discrimination. Vinayadi Gunopeto, one who possesses qualities like modesty, is called as Dhira Shanta. And Yudhishthira Maharaj is an example of a Dhira Shanta personality. Rupa Goswami describes about this personality traits. He says that Krishna exhibits all the four types of personalities. In this world, we may find somebody, maybe only a Dhira Lalita personality is like a flirting, carefree young man who is actually going after women, who is actually all the time joking, and who is playing pranks like that. That's like a Dhira Lalita personality. So Kamadev is an example of a Dhira Lalita personality in the material world. Yudhishthira Maharaj is an example of a Dhira Shanta personality. Dhirodata, Bhimasena is an example of a Dhirodata personality. Bhimasena, he would speak very harsh words, and he would chastise the enemies. He would act immediately, he would become angry. So normally somebody who is a Dhira Lalita personality, you cannot find in that person the Dhira Shanta personality traits. As somebody who is a Dhira Shanta personality trait, you cannot find the personality traits of a Dhirodata, like a Bhima's personality trait. But Krishna had all the four personality traits. But here I am talking about Yudhishthira Maharaj, who had the personality traits of a Dhira Shanta, who is peaceful, tolerates suffering, uses discrimination, possesses qualities like modesty. Talking about Yudhishthira Maharaj's attachment to Krishna. So Bhagavatam, in the first canto, very beautiful verse comes. Sampada Kratavo Loka Mahishi Brataro Mahi Jambu Dvipadi Patyamcha Yashascha Tridivam Gatam. Yudhishthira Maharaj had all the wealth, and he performed all the great sacrifices. he had he was famous all over in all the planets. He had very cooperative brothers. He was the Adipati of the entire Jambudvipa. And his fame spread everywhere. But Kimte Kama Suras Parha Mukunda Manaso Dvija Adijakrur Mudam Ragnya Kruditasya Etetare. Although Yudhishthira Maharaj had all these opulences, but he was not satisfied anything except in the service of Lord Mukunda. Just like somebody who is fasting, who is hungry and thirsty, he would not be satisfied with anything except some food and water. So similarly, Yudhishthira Maharaj, although he had all these opulences, he could not be satisfied except the service of Krishna. In fact, exactly same analogy is used, but in another context in the character of Chitraketu Maharaj. Chitraketu Maharaj says that, Lokapalair api prarthya samraj aishwarya sampada na nandayant aprajammam kshutrit kamam ivapare. So Chitraketu Maharaj is telling to Angira Rishi, although I have all the opulences which is desired even by the devatas, but I am not at all satisfied with these opulences because my desire to have a son is not yet fulfilled. Just like a person who is hungry and thirsty will not be satisfied till the time he gets some food and some water to drink. Although one may give, one may glorify him or one may offer some garland or chandan, all those things will not satisfy. But only when he gets some food, then he will be satisfied. So, Yudhishthira Maharaj was such a personality that his mind could be satisfied only with the service of Krishna. And another place in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami explains about Yudhishthira Maharaj and in general about the Pandavas' devotion. Once when Narada Muni went to meet the Pandavas in the forest, and he was astonished by the Pandavas' devotion, and then he comes to meet Krishna in Dwaraka, and he is telling about what he witnessed about the Pandavas to Krishna. So he says that although you have appeared as the friend of the Pandavas, although Pandavas met with so many calamities, such as losing the kingdom, living in the forest, and acting as a laborer in somebody else's house. Like Yudhishthira Maharaj was the emperor, but in the forest he was acting as a laborer in the Virata's kingdom. But although Pandavas had to go through all these things, but their sweet friendship for you doubled in spite of this. So normally, we think miracles means, miracles means suppose somebody is going through certain, a terminal disease. And then somebody does some puja to say Narsingh Dev or some this one, and the disease completely disappears. So we think, oh, that is like a miracle. Or somebody is going through a serious financial crisis and suddenly he gets a huge money. Oh, and then one may think that as a miracle. Usually we think miracle in terms of certain external change in the situation. But here, Narada Muni is talking about a miracle in the form of the increased affection of the Pandavas towards Krishna, or the increased faith of the Pandavas towards Krishna, although they went through such calamities in their life, and Krishna did not externally come and help them. So Pandavas went through such change in circumstances that they lost everything. They had to work as a laborer in somebody else's house. But Krishna did not externally interfere in those situations. But the Pandavas' faith and the friendship towards Krishna doubled in spite of this. And this is a true miracle. And this miracle is not visible to the external eyes. Narada Muni could perceive that miracle in the form of an increased affection for Krishna. Parantu vivrude tvai dvigunam eva satyamritam. The sweet friendship for you doubled in spite of this. So this is the character of the Yudhishthira Maharaj and the Pandavas. Another place in the Bhakti Rasam Sindhu, Rupa Goswami talks about Yudhishthira Maharaj as an example of Dana Veera Bhakta. So previously we talked about Dharma Veera Bhakta. Dana Veera Bhakta means one who is heroic in giving charity for Krishna. So in that also gives example of Yudhishthira Maharaj. Because like in giving charity also there is heroism is not only in terms of like fighting, but heroism can be exhibited in different ways, in also in giving charity, because usually wealth is a source of one's security. But to say give charity to such an extent it pinches one's, there is a need of a courage. So Yudhishthira Maharaj, after completing the ceremonial functions of the Rajasuya sacrifice, Yudhishthira Maharaj desired to give Krishna sandalwood, a Vaijayanti garland, ornaments with the best rubies and gold, elephants, chariots and horses decked in gold, his family and himself. But not seeing anything else worthy of giving, he became afflicted. He wanted to give everything in charity, but he, considering that Krishna is so great, but these objects are not worthy to be given to Krishna, so he felt afflicted. Our Prabhupada says in Nectar of Devotion, he gave everything to Krishna and then not seeing anything else left over, he wanted to give even more, but not seeing anything left over, he felt afflicted. In this way, Yudhishthira Maharaj exhibited dana, or experienced dana virya rasa in giving charity. And another place in the Bhagavatam, we can see Yudhishthira Maharaj's humility. After hearing the entire story of Prahlad Maharaj and Narasingadev, Yudhishthira Maharaj felt that Prahlad is so great that the Lord appeared just to deliver Prahlad Maharaj. So I am so fallen. I am such an insignificant person. Yudhishthira Maharaj was thinking like that. So Narada Muni could actually detect these feelings in Yudhishthira Maharaj. And then he speaks, Yuyam nruloke batabhuri bhaga lokam punana munayobi yanti yesham grihan avasatiti sakshat gudam param brahma manushya lingam. He says, my dear Yudhishthir, all of you Pandavas are extremely fortunate. For the Supreme Personality of Godhead lives in your palace just like a human being. And great saintly persons know this very well and therefore they constantly visit this house. So Yudhishthira Maharaj was thinking that, oh, Prahlad Maharaj is so fortunate, I am not so fortunate. But Narada Muni is saying that, you are more fortunate than Prahlad, and you are more fortunate than the guru of Prahlad, myself, and you are more fortunate than other devotees, like the Yadus, and you are more fortunate than the sages like Vashishta, Marichi and Kashyapa, and you are more fortunate than Brahma and Shiva, because the sages who purify the world by their presence, by their travel, they come to your house in order to get purified. Why? Because in your house, the secret Supreme Brahman, Gudam Param Brahma Manushya Lingam, the Supreme Brahman, Krishna, he lives in your house in a human form. And without even being called by you, and owing to his attraction for you, he lives in your house, and therefore the sages come to your house to get purified. The Yudhishthira Maharaj is the person who spoke that famous verse. Bhavadvida Bhagavata Tirtha Bhuta Swayam Vibhu Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani Swantasthena Gadabhrita. When Vidura, after his pilgrimage, when he came back to Hastinapur, Yudhishthira Maharaj speaks this famous verse. He is glorifying Vidura. Persons like you are the personifications of holy places. Because you carry Krishna in your heart, wherever you go, you actually transform that place into a holy place. But here, Narada Muni is speaking the same verse in glorification of Yudhishthira Maharaj. Now, Yudhishthira Maharaj glorified, the sages purify, they transform every place into a holy place. He spoke that verse in relation to Vidura. But here, Narada Muni is telling to Yudhishthira Maharaj, actually those sages who transform any place into a holy place, those sages, they come to your house to become purified. They come to your house to get purified. Because in your house, Krishna stays at your house being attracted by your devotion. So therefore, this verse is given by Rupa Goswami as an example of Sri Krishna Akarshini. So one of the characteristics of bhakti is Sri Krishna Akarshini, that Krishna gets attracted by the devotion of the devotees. So Krishna got attracted by Pandava's devotion. Therefore, he would come even without being called by Krishna, without being called by the Pandavas. And another place about, we can see Yudhishthira Maharaj's character, it comes in the 10th canto. When Krishna came to Hastinapur, Indraprastha, and Krishna was staying in Indraprastha for many months. And it is described there, Krishna came along with the queens and all the paraphernalia. And he stayed for many months. And Yudhishthira Maharaj, he arranged such a guest reception for Krishna that every day Krishna and all his entourage would get a new experience of guest reception every day. So usually when a guest stays for more than few days, it may become a burden for the host, or we may feel, how long he is going to stay, or our quality of services may go down after some time. But you can see Yudhishthira Maharaj's devotion, that every day he gave a new experience of guest reception to Krishna and his entire entourage. And Bhagavatam describes that Krishna stayed for many months together. So you can see the deep actually devotion of Yudhishthira Maharaj. And like we can see, a devotee, when he is serving Krishna, he may actually, he wants to give a new experience to Krishna. Like for example, when a devotee is actually dressing Krishna, he might have used the same dress many times. He might have actually dressed Krishna with the same dress. The same pujari might have dressed, but every time he dresses, he dresses in a different way. He wants to make some innovation in every time. Make some modification by choosing different ornaments, or by using different combination of turban clothes, or by using different designs in the making turban. So, a devotee wants to give newer and newer experience to Krishna. a devotee may be cooking the same item, but he wants to give a newer experience to Krishna. Oh, let me, can I make some modification in this item? How can I improve this item? How can I give a newer experience to Krishna? So when a devotee actually thinks like that, so then Krishna reciprocates, because one of the greatest quality of Krishna is that ye yatamam prapadyante tam stataiva bhajamyaham. How a devotee actually deals with Krishna, Krishna also reciprocates in the same way. So when a devotee thinks that, how can I give a newer experience to Krishna? So then Krishna reciprocates with the devotee by giving a newer and newer experience in the same Krishna Katha or in the same service. And that is why we see in the Bhagavatam, there are many, many verses which describe that, how the devotee gets a newer and newer experience in the same Krishna Katha. Satam ayam ayam sarabhrutam nisargo yadartha vani shruti chetasam api pratikshanam navyavad achyutasya yad sriya vitanam iva sadhu varta. Sukadeva Goswami is glorifying Parikshit Maharaj that paramahamsas who have accepted the essence of life are attached to Krishna in the core of their hearts, and it is their nature to talk only of Krishna at every moment as if such topics are newer and newer. So that newer experience is given by Krishna when he sees that devotee wants to give a newer experience to him in his service. And lastly, I will discuss about another episode in relation to Yudhishthira Maharaj's character. Again, in the 10th canto, in relation to Rajasiya sacrifice, Yudhishthira Maharaj wanted to perform the Rajasiya sacrifice. So, why he wanted to perform the Rajasiya sacrifice? There are reasons at different levels, actually. The scriptures, when they make some statements, there are meanings at three different levels. There is a meaning at the Adi Bhautika level, that is on a physical level, and there is a meaning of the same statement at the Adi Daivika level and a subtler level, and then there is a meaning at the Adhyatmika level and the spiritual level, the subtlest level. Like for example, like one devotee, he would tell, his mother would call the devotee when he was a small child, come and eat prasadam. And then the devotee would say that, oh, I don't feel hungry only, I'm not feeling hungry. And the mother would say that, oh, chant Vishnu Sahasranama and you will feel hunger. And the devotee didn't know, like, why the mother is saying, chant Vishnu Sahasranama, you will feel hunger. And later, when he was studying in the Gurukul teacher was explaining, so when you chant Vishnu Sahasranama, or in general different Vedic mantras, so Vishnu Sahasranama, it actually activates the different nerves in the body and it creates hunger in a person. So the Vishnu Sahasranama, it acts on a physical level by creating hunger in a person. And the same Vishnu Sahasranama, by chanting these mantras on a subtler level, it brings a discipline to a person. Once the pronunciation becomes proper, and one's speech becomes regulated, one develops also a sense control when a person chants these Vedic mantras, etc., on a subtler level. On a spiritual level, by chanting the names of Vishnu, one actually it awakens one's love for Krishna. In the same way, what I am saying, the Vedic mantras, Vedic rituals, they have meanings at three different levels. Adi Bhautika, Adi Daivika, and Adhyatmika level. So in the same way, when Yudhishthira Maharaj is performing a Rajasiya sacrifice, the reason for performing the sacrifice in the Adi Bhautika level was to establish Dharma in this world. To defeat Jarasandha and to establish Dharma. to bring order in this material world. Krishna wanted that, therefore he wanted Yudhishthira to perform the Rajasya sacrifice. And the Adi Daivika level, the reason for Yudhishthira to perform the Rajasya sacrifice was in order to give a better destination to his father Pandu Maharaj. Because Narada Muni comes from heavenly planets and he tells Yudhishthira Maharaj, I met your father Pandu Maharaj and he has given this instruction to perform Rajasya sacrifice for his better destination. So this is the reason at the Adi Daivika level. But what is the reason in the Adhyatmika level? So the reason at the Adhyatmika level, that reason is highlighted in the Bhagavatam. Because Bhagavatam being the Amalam Puranam, so Bhagavatam highlights the reason of Yudhishthira Maharaj performing the Rajasya sacrifice in the Adhyatmika level. The other two reasons are highlighted in the Mahabharata. So Yudhishthira Maharaj is telling the reason why he wanted to perform the Rajasya sacrifice. He says, I desire to worship your auspicious opulent expansions by the Rajasya sacrifice, the king of the Vedic ceremonies, and please make our endeavor a success. So Prabhupada says that Yudhishthira Maharaj is telling, my dear Krishna, the sacrifice known as Rajasya Yajna is to be performed by the emperor and it is the king of all the sacrifices. And by performing the sacrifice, I wish to satisfy all the devatas who are empowered representatives within the material world. As far as we are concerned, we have nothing to ask from the devatas. We are completely satisfied by your devotional service. But persons with a poor fund of knowledge, they consider you as an ordinary human being. And sometimes they try to find fault in you and they defame you. So therefore, I wish to perform the Rajasya sacrifice. In this sacrifice, I wish to invite all the devatas. And in front of all the devatas, I want to declare that how you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How this fact is accepted by all the devatas, including Brahma, Shiva, Indra, and everyone. And for this sake, I want to perform the Rajasya sacrifice. And then he says, Tvat paduke aviratam pariye charanti dhyayantya badra nashane shuchayo grunanti vindanti te kamala naba bavapa vargam Ashasate yadite ashishanan ishananye. So purified persons who constantly serve, meditate upon and glorify your shoes, which destroy everything inauspicious, are sure to obtain freedom from material existence. Even if they desire something in this world, they obtain it, whereas others, those who do not take shelter of you, are never satisfied. So, Yudhishthira Maharaj says that we are fully surrendered and by your grace, we are so fortunate to see you personally. And we have no desire for material opulences and we have no urgency to perform the Rajasya sacrifice. But in this world, there are people whose hearts are contaminated and who think that you are not the Supreme Lord but an ordinary man. And they even criticize you. And when we hear that criticism, that is like an arrow which is piercing our heart. And that is an arrow which is piercing our heart. In order to extract this arrow which is piercing our heart, we want to perform this Rajasya sacrifice. On the pretext of this sacrifice, we are going to call all the devatas. And in front of all the devatas, we want to declare your supreme position. And we want to show to the whole world the difference between worshipping you as the Supreme Lord and worshipping the other devatas. We want to show the difference to the world how when a person worships you as the Supreme Lord, how a person becomes benefited. How when a person considers you as an ordinary human being, how it is a great offense. We want to show to the whole world. So, in these three verses, what we actually see is the heart of a preacher. The heart of a preacher is that he wants to show to the world the difference between worshipping Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and considering Krishna as an ordinary human being. And that is the reason at the Adhyatmika level for Yudhishthira Maharaj to perform the Rajasya sacrifice, which is highlighted in the Bhagavatam. And therefore, when Krishna speaks this verse, Yada yadahi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata, abhyuttanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham. So Krishna comes to this world to establish dharma. So when he is speaking this verse, he wants to perform dharma sthapana. One meaning is that, okay, he wants to establish dharma in this world. But another meaning of the same verse is that Krishna wants to establish, or he wants to make Yudhishthira Maharaj, who is the personification of dharma, as the emperor of this world. So, in that way we can see so many qualities in relation to Yudhishthira Maharaj. And because I had made a list of instances from the Mahabharata, what we can learn from Yudhishthira Maharaj. So, we didn't have time for that. But to summarize, we discussed different qualities of Yudhishthira Maharaj as a Dharma Veera, as a Dana Veera, and Pandava's affection to Krishna, how it increased double even when they were in the forest. And we discussed about Krishna's quality of Dhritiman, how he has the quality of, he wants to increase the fame of the devotees. And we discussed Yudhishthira Maharaj's guest reception to Krishna. And lastly, we discussed the reason for Yudhishthira Maharaj performing the Rajasya sacrifice on three different levels: Adi Bhautika level, Adhyatmika level, and Adi Daivika level. The reason for Yudhishthira Maharaj performing the Rajasya sacrifice in the Adhyatmika level is that he wanted to establish the Krishna's position as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore, Krishna is actually making Yudhishthira Maharaj famous, although he performed only three Ashwamedha sacrifices. So I'll stop here. So thank you very much for your patient attention. Prantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.